factors that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And since our guest isn't here yet, why, I would invite you to go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have something you'd like to talk about. But right now, I thought we'd talk about the economy and the fact that they're going to try to convince you that things are better. The stock market was up, 6 points. Dow Jones was up 6 points. NASDAQ was up a couple of points for the week. And they want to tell you that things are better. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Plunge Protection Team is at work, the Working Group on Financial Markets. The Working Group on Financial Markets manipulates the stock market and the commodity market and the oil market and the price of gold and silver because they know that they can have an impact on your mind. And if you don't believe that, go up on the Internet and look up the Working Group on Financial Markets or the Plunge Protection Team, and you'll see how they do it. The reality is that more people are losing their jobs, you know, every month. And, of course, we're up to 9.4% unemployment. That's the unemployment with the altered statistics. Actually, the U2 figures are about 16.2%, even according to the government. And if you get John Williams or Bob Chapman statistics, closer to 20% unemployment. And, of course, the U2, the U6 figures are the figures of the people who've lost interest in have to take jobs at much lower rates, or the people who just are long-term unemployed, they just can't find anything, they've given up. But, well, let's go. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, do you have a question or comment?
Well, actually, yes, I do. First, I want to say thank you for everything that you do and how tirelessly you work on behalf of all the rest of us, helping to wake us up. We appreciate it.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate it. It's sort of nice to know that people are out there listening. And thank my wife, too, because I couldn't do it without Barbara. But go ahead.
Well, what I'd like to talk to you about actually is an action plan, because I think that the time has come where we need brains and not bullets, and we need to have something that will help people to be able to get motivated and educated without really having to get too outside of their comfort zone.
All right, fine. So tell me how we're going to do it.
All right. On the 15th of every month, it's Don't Buy, Don't Comply, and Ask Why. And what I'm doing is encouraging people to not buy anything on the 15th of the month, and then to take at least 15 minutes every 15th to ask themselves some hard questions like, why isn't Congress printing and valuing our money without interest and without debt, and to educate themselves, and then to call up, to pick up their phone and call up Congress and ask that question to the representatives. So it really just entails education and finally starting to unite us by simply not shopping on that day and calling up Congress to start asking some of these tough questions. And can you imagine what an impact we could have if the 15th of every month millions of people refused to go shopping and picked up that phone and called up one of their leaders to ask them a question that is very pertinent, you know?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for. Were you aware of the fact that Congressman Ron Paul's H.R. 1207 to audit the Federal Reserve System actually has more than enough congressmen? As of last night, he had 223 congressmen. He only needed 218. He had 223 co-sponsors on his legislation, which means the American people have been calling their congressmen and talking about the Federal Reserve System and demanding an audit. Now, I'm not suggesting this audit's going to save America, but what it shows is there are an awful lot of people who are aware of the fact that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank organized by the bankers for the benefit of the bankers and to rape and pillage the people. It's been going on since the days of Andrew Jackson, and at long last, at least the American people are beginning to wake up. But I think your idea is a great one. I can congratulate you. I hope people will follow your lead. Anything else you'd like to suggest?
Well, I have a website that they can go to, and yes, I have been keeping up on the audit the Fed. The website is taxholiday2009.net. That's taxholiday2009.net or taxfree15.com. And it's basically about education. There are a lot of links there. I'm encouraging people to watch the documentary America, Freedom to Fascism, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Sure, I knew Aaron Russo real well. And I certainly agree with you. Hey, our guest just showed up. Do you want to make a final point before I let you go?
Well, again, I'd like to say thank you, and to please encourage people to go to taxfree15.com so we can all do this together with millions of people on the same day every month for one day a month, not buying anything, calling up Congress. Maybe we can even take it a step further eventually and have millions of people take their money out of the bank as well on that day, possibly even get 2 days in a row where we have everyone stay home, take their money out of the bank, call Congress, and educate themselves and listen to your show.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Oh, well, that's a patriotic woman who's doing something, who's organized, who has a web page, and certainly we need another million people like her up there in Oregon getting the word out to people across America. And believe me, I think people are beginning to wake up. But let's go to our special guest right now. He's on the line, Michael Perutka, who is the president and co-president, I don't know what his official title is, but the Institute on the Constitution. And, of course, we have Pastor David Whitney on with us every month. Michael is the man who works behind the scenes, put together this program to educate people about our wonderful Constitution, which is the one thing that separates America from every other nation in the world. No other nation has a Constitution like ours. And if our leaders believed in the Constitution, if they were not subversive and they were following the Constitution, we wouldn't be in the mess we are today, both internationally and domestically. Hi, Michael, how are you doing?
Well, it's great to be with you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your hospitality. It's great to be on. I very much appreciate what you do, and I'm always jealous of the fact that you broadcast from Monterey, California, which is probably the prettiest place in the whole world.
Well, I hate to agree with you, but it really is. We are just blessed to live here. First came here in 1955, and I've left a few times. I've always come home, and it is truly one of the most beautiful places in the world, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay.
Well, I happen to live on a bay as well, I don't live right on it, but I live right near it, at the beautiful, wonderful Chesapeake Bay, which is what we around here call the land of pleasant living. So I'm glad to talk to you from the land of pleasant living. Regrettably, it's also the land very close to what we also call the belly of the beast. It's where our freedom and our liberties are being stolen from us by those in Washington D.C. And it's always interesting that the big lie, I guess, that you might say, Dr. Stan, is that they're always trying to convince us that they're saving us from some other enemy, some other emergency, and some other great calamity from somewhere. Except, you know, it's nobody in Iraq or Iran or Korea, North Korea. Nobody from there is threatening our liberties like the people threatening our liberties from Washington D.C. That's where I think our great our great enemy is. And it's always really been thus. This is nothing really new. But what our founders feared, Dr. Stan, was a centralization, what they called a consolidation of power in the nation's capital, or what they always worried about was a consolidation of power. And so they drafted documents and looked at the world from a worldview that understood that man is a fallen creature and will tend toward evil. And when evil men get together and consolidate power, that will be an evil thing. So our documents are written from the standpoint, from that understanding of the world, which happens to be the true understanding, the biblical understanding of the world.
And as Thomas Jefferson said, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. We'll be right back with Michael Perutka. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest is Michael Perutka of the Institute and the Constitution, and as Michael was saying, it is so vitally important that people understand the Constitution, the subversive element that is in control of our government, and ladies and gentlemen, they are subversive because they're working to undermine our Constitution, the very Constitution they've sworn to uphold, but they don't believe in it. They want a world government. They want to increase the power of government over our lives. They work in concert with people of great wealth, but behind that are powerful spiritual forces. Now, not everybody with great wealth is a bad person, but there are many of these people who, of course, have gotten their great wealth because they've really made a pact with the prince of this world who's rewarded them very well. And certainly these are the ones who are working to enslave the people, to expand the power of government, to take away our guns, to take away our freedom, to regulate everything that we do, to mark every one of our doors, every building, every cave in America, and throughout the entire world is being marked by a GPS localizer so that they will know where everybody in the world lives. This has nothing to do with America. This has nothing to do with the census. It has to do with control. But, Michael, let's hear what you're concerned about, because the people out there know what I'm concerned about.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm concerned about what you're concerned about. You know, this. You say a lot of things that are just right on the mark. You talked about people, about these forces working in concert. Well, they work in concert with the major media, which comes down through us, mostly through our television, but also through radio networks as well. I don't know if you've been up on this story, but you know, the day before yesterday, on Wednesday, there was a shooting at the in Washington D.C., which, and again, that's not far. It's only a few miles from where I live here in suburban Maryland. But there's a shooting in Washington D.C. about in the Holocaust Museum, and the person that apparently is being accused of the shooting and was killed during the shooting is claimed to be a racist and the spin all immediately upon who this person was and what he stood for was somebody who promulgated the Second Amendment and cared about the Constitution. One of the things that they're labeling this person is he actually had written in some emails that he suspected that the United States government was behind the attacks on 9/11. Well, Dr. Stan, anybody who's read anything and scratched the surface anywhere realizes that without the complicity of at least portions of the United States government, that all that happened on 9/11 could not have taken place. I mean, it's really beyond any reasonable argument, unless, of course, the only arguments that you're aware of are those that come through major media. If that's all the arguments that you're aware of, then you have, in fact, drunk the Kool-Aid, and you have been, and you are a victim of propaganda. And that's regrettably where most of the country, or a lot of the country, is. But I think people are waking up to this. And I talk to people more and more every day that are turning off their television and going to alternate sources for their news and for their information. I think that the faith that people, the kind of blind faith that people have had in major media, that's what I'm seeing. And I'm actually grateful that that's occurring, because we really need to get away from that kind of propaganda. What we do at Institute on the Constitution, really in derogation of what is being taught by the major media and by the government schools, is we try to go back to the foundations of America, the basic principles and precepts that were in place and that were the underlying foundation of American law and government, really the American culture. And those things really are what we try to talk about and what we try to promulgate, so that we can, as a culture, begin to think like Americans again. Our website, by the way, where we talk about this is iotconline.com, and IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution. It's iotconline.com, and you can reach us by dialing 866-730-9796. It's 866-730-9796. And what we try to do is put on educational programs where we learn about American history and unrevised American history, and learn about the principles that underlie our form of government. Dr. Stan, the American view, what we call the American view of law and government, is really quite simple, and it's laid forth in our Declaration of Independence, and it goes basically like this. There is a God, our rights come from him, and the purpose of civil government is to protect and defend those God-given rights, and that's all the purpose is. And then it goes one step further, which is to say that whenever any government doesn't do that or tries to do more than that, then you should alter or abolish it. Now, that's not something Michael Peruca made up or Pastor David Whitney made up or Dr. Stan Monteith made up. That was written into our Declaration of Independence, and it's set forth there really as the creed of our country. They said that all men are created equal. This presupposes a creator God. That's the first point. There is a creator God. They said that they are endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. So our rights come from that creator God. And they said that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So the purpose of civil government, they said, not I said, I happen to agree, but they said the purpose of civil government is to protect and secure God-given rights. And then they said that whatever any form of government is destructive of these ends, and we certainly live in that kind of time now, that's the kind of time our forefathers lived in, and we live in that kind of time now. Whenever any form of government is destructive of these ends that we just described, then the people have the right and the duty to alter or abolish it and institute new government that does recognize that there is a God and rights come from him, and that the purpose of government is to protect those God-given rights. We live in a country today where the purpose of government has been perverted way out of whack and way out of line from those understandings, Dr. Stan. We live in a country today where we conduct these wars for empire. There's only 180 countries in the world, and we have bases in 155 of them, for Lord's sake. I mean, our military is everywhere, and as you have mentioned in your comments, we're trying to number and mark every individual. So we have a government that, instead of honoring God, is trying to play God and know where everybody is, mark everybody. By the way, the real God does know where you are. He already has you marked. we live in a very dangerous and perverse time, where we need to resist this kind of domination by central government. This is exactly what our founders resisted. And so when we resist this, and when we try to work to promote the American view, we're doing exactly what the founders of America did. We're doing a very American thing.
Amen to that. And, of course, our job is to reach as many people as we can by varied methods, certainly by written letters, by magazines, by radio, by television. And I talked to a gentleman today who's on DirecTV, having a tremendous impact with our same message. We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Peruca.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Michael Perutka. And before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can find out what's in the kit, and how they can take the course online, and then perhaps go ahead and get a kit and start teaching their neighbors and friends about the wonderful story of our Constitution, the very foundation of our freedom.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Institute on the Constitution is a program that's designed to actually have you be a part of the teaching process. And we actually we produce something called a host lecture kit, where you can host a course, and you can study this course yourself, or you can use the materials to host it for your family or your church, or your group, your community group in your town hall, in your living room, or for a larger group. And what it is a series of DVDs and workbook materials that help to reinforce this history lesson and this lesson about the United States Constitution. What we would try to do is to make it easy for you through this host lecture kit to be able to absorb in your own time and at your own pace these materials, and to do it in concert with others so that these ideas can be reinforced and help to build a community of people who understand the American view of law and government and be able to be able to be dynamic with respect to understanding these things and being able to articulate them to others, to teach our children, and so that we can pass on the blessings of liberty, as our preamble to our Constitution says, to pass on the blessings of liberty to our posterity and preserve them for ourselves and to pass them on to our posterity. So that kit is retails for $149. It's something that contains, as I say, DVDs and materials, study materials, and it includes a host kit so that you not only ask the questions and to lead your group through the questions and answer period, but also we provide the answers there for the host so that you're not, you know, you're not stuck. We also back that up by providing ourselves here in Pasadena, Maryland, as a resource for you to so that you're not alone in this. We're helping you to be able to pass on these important lessons and these principles. So that kit is, we call it the Host Lecture Kit, and it's available on our website, which is iotconline.com, or you can call us at 866-730-9796. And again, it's
one more time.
Sure. The phone number again is 866-730-9796. And our website is IOTC, which stands for Institute on the Constitution, IOTConline.com. And so those resources are available to you. We've taken the time and to try to put them together in an organized, intelligent way so that we can help you to learn about the Constitution and learn about the American view of law and government. You know, Dr. Stan, many people know, they sense and they know that something's very wrong in America, that something's very broken. We have a government that's way out of control and that doesn't pay attention to our Constitution. Just as an example, this is just one little example, just before Barack Obama, President Obama, announced the selection or the nomination of this Sonia Sotomayor to be a Supreme Court justice. Just before he announced that, Eric Holder, who is the Attorney General of the United States, made a statement on the radio about who the kind of person that the president was looking to nominate for this position on the Supreme Court. And in that statement, he said, well, the president is looking for somebody, he said, somebody compassionate, blah, blah, blah. But then he said, somebody who understands the Constitution and understands that it is a living, breathing document. Now, what he really was saying on behalf of the president was that he was looking for somebody who will not oppose the president when the president breaks the law. That's what he was really saying.
The Constitution is fixed. It cannot be modified. It was written. It means what it says. The words have meaning. And those who say it's a living, breathing document want to change the meaning of the Constitution because they believe in fascism, they believe in all-powerful government, and they have no fear of man's rule of man. And that's what our founding fathers did. They feared man because he was sinful, as Michael said. And because man is sinful, you cannot trust him with power. There are those, on the other hand, who want power, who are intent upon establishing a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free, the home of the brave, and, of course, then of spreading that dictatorship throughout the world, which is why we have troops stationed all throughout the world today. Go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And my point is this. In that statement that Eric Holder made on behalf of the president, he told you by this use of this code word, this phrase, living, breathing document, which, of course, as you've just exactly described, means that it's no standard at all. To say that the Constitution is living is to say that it is dead in terms of a fixed standard. It's only a dead Constitution, quote-unquote dead, that is to say a fixed standard, that lives through time and has an efficacy through time. So, of course, our founders meant it to be a dead document in the from the standpoint of being a fixed standard. They wanted it to be a fixed standard so that it would live through time. But this kind of inversion and perversion of language, which is meant to confuse us and to deceive us, is exactly what our own leaders in our country are all about. And this is not just the Obama administration. This is what the Bush administration did as well. So we have this situation where what he told you was that he's going to break the law and he's going to put somebody in the Supreme Court who won't oppose that breaking of the law. And, of course, there's no reason for us, Dr. Stan, to doubt that that's precisely what he has done and will do, and that's precisely who Sonia Sotomayor is. She's somebody who he is certain will not oppose his criminality.
You know, one of the most interesting things, Michael, is the way they use words. President Obama talks about the importance of the privacy of our medical records, so he wants to put them on the Internet. He talks about the fact that he doesn't want the government running the automotive industry, and yet the government is running the automotive industry, has given Chrysler to their friends at Fiat, and they didn't even put any money into it. But more than that, of course, they've told the company which brands of the automobiles are going to give up, which dealers are going to get rid of. Everything, of course, is being run by the government. And yet Obama says, well, I don't want to run the government. He talks about getting the budget balance. He has no intention of getting the budget balance. I mean, he talks about, you know, not wanting to raise taxes on the people, and yet he's going to have to raise taxes on the people. And whether he gives them directly onto the people or whether it's to be a tax, or a massive increase in the price of electricity because of his green program and his carbon cap program, he says one thing, he does exactly the opposite, and the American people really can't believe him. When he says, I'm going to get the troops out of Iraq, well, 2010, maybe 2012, maybe we'll have to leave some troops there, you know. And how he was against the war in Afghanistan, now we're expanding the war in Afghanistan. People find it difficult to believe that words are used to conceal the truth. Go right ahead.
Well, you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. And what I think is very interesting is that as he says one thing, and absolutely goes on to do another, we don't seem to pick up on it. We seem to be ignorant of it.
Well, your job and my job, Michael, is to get the information out. I appreciate everything you're doing through the Institute of the Constitution, and we're going to be back here in just a moment with Michael Perutku to wrap up today's program right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Michael Perutka. Michael, we've got about 6 minutes to wrap up this part of the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to pick up on something you said a moment ago before we finish up, and that is that these massive lies are told. We're going to get out of Iraq, but we don't. We don't want to control the car companies, but we do. We don't want to run the banks, but we do. These massive lies are told to us. And the American people, what the frustrating thing seems to be, is the American people don't seem to pick up on it, don't seem to object in the numbers of critical mass that one would hope for. And this couldn't exist, Dr. Stan, I don't think. I don't think this could exist. This is my opinion. Unless they couldn't get away with these lies, unless we had been dumbed down. We had forgotten our Constitution. We had forgotten our history, forgotten our heritage. That can't happen with a citizenship that is knowledgeable, knows where its rights come from, knows the source and nature of law, and knows the proper role of government. That can't happen with that kind of society. So it seems to me there's a lot of things that we need to resist and a lot of things that we need to change and a lot of things we need to be careful of. But fundamentally what we need to do is to become that kind of American culture again in which this could not exist. These lies would be seen immediately, patently, transparently as lies. So in order to become that kind of culture again, we need to get back to the basics. We need to understand where law comes from, just like our founders did, and we need to understand how and why they articulated the form of government that we were formed under in this country so that we can return to it. And I'm not trying to say that form of government was absolutely perfect. Of course it was not. Our documents are not perfect. But they are based on a worldview that is right and righteous, and that's we need to get back there. And I'm also not saying that we need to turn back the clock, Dr. Stan. I'm not trying to turn back the clock 200 or 400 years. What I'm trying to do is understand. I'm trying to understand those truths that were true then and are true now, and so that we can stop living under the lies that are perpetrated upon us. Now, having said all that, if the answer is for us to be wise, what do we need to do? We need to go back to the ancient monuments. We need to go back to something old that was and make it new again. And that is the foundational principles on which America was founded. There is a God. Our rights come from Him. The purpose of civil government is to protect and defend those God-given rights. That's all it's supposed to be doing. It's not supposed to be making sure that your seatbelt is buckled or making sure of where you're located at any particular time. And it's not supposed to number and mark you. It's supposed to protect and defend your God-given rights, not usurp and tyrannize you by denying those rights. We think that the way to do that is to go back and understand these foundational documents and the history in which they were created so that we can apply that understanding and wisdom to what's happening today and be able to articulate that to our neighbors so that they can help us to do that. Our website is iotconline.com, iotconline.com, where you can get the materials, not just the host lecture kit, but other supplemental materials where we look for the applications of this kind of knowledge in today's culture. And you can call us at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. I'm Michael Perutka. Get me on the phone if you need to talk to me. Pastor David Whitney, Dr. Stan, you've had on your program, I know, many times. We work very hard to try to produce these materials and documents that will be helpful to people in their quest to restore the American Constitutional Republic.
And I think one of the most cleverly and completely suppressed secrets in America is that this movement that Michael heads has branches in every state in the Union, all across America. People are learning about the Constitution, learning about our wonderful form of government, and the people who hate liberty, who hate freedom, who hate America, do not want the public to understand what's going on, and so they've suppressed it. You won't see this mentioned in the major mainline media. We won't see articles about it, you know, in the mainline magazines or articles about it on 60 Minutes or 2020, and yet this movement is really sweeping across America. It's really exciting to be part and parcel of it.
Dr. Stan, I thank you for the opportunities you've given us to talk about it. You're absolutely right. There are people in every state these classes have been conducted using our host lecture kit, Institute on the Constitution's host lecture kit. And I'm actually helping out in Bel Air, Maryland right now, which is up north of Baltimore, between Baltimore and Philadelphia. I'm helping out on Tuesday nights now. There's a whole new class of people up there who have grabbed a hold of this. New people are coming every week, and it's very exciting to see, because people love the truth. People are making connections, and Dr. Stan, when people start to understand these things, it's almost like they won't go home. They stay around. You got to turn the lights on and off to get them to leave. Because a dynamic thing is happening. People start to see that they can have control over their lives again, and they start to see that the pattern of tyranny and the pattern of lies that they've been told. So this is a very exciting time in which we live. It's a very hard time in some way. You know, we have a federal government now that's doing unprecedented violations of the Constitution, taking over the healthcare system, taking over the car companies, taking over the insurance companies, taking over the banks. All these things are a desperate grab for power on the part of these centralized planners. Centralized planning has never worked anywhere, and yet it's being sold to the American people as something that we must do because we have all these crises. Well, it begs the question whether crises are created by those who are trying to utilize the solution to the crisis to their own evil purposes.
And they're moving very, very rapidly because they know that people are beginning to wake up, and we've got to make sure that they're correct, that they have something ready to fear. Anyway, we're out of time, Michael. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next month, and just keep us posted. Anything exciting comes up.
Dr. Stan, thank you for your hospitality. Great to be with you. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, that was our good friend, Michael Perutka. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with him. And, of course, this is the This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we're doing, to reach out across America in almost 60 outlets every single month as we reach people across America with the truth about what's really going on behind the scenes. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will get my talk on the financial Armageddon with the syllabus that goes with it. It will explain to you how they created this whole scenario. They knew exactly what they were doing. They just don't want the American people to know that they're responsible for people losing their jobs and their homes and their families and their hope. And basically, it's this replay of exactly what happened with Andrew Jackson's battle with the bank. And, of course, you can read my newsletters. You can actually, in the syllabus, read Andrew Jackson's farewell address on March 4th, 1833, when he talked about how the banks had attacked the American people to punish them for not going along with their agenda, and that's exactly what's going on today. They're destroying the lives of the American people. The big banks have lots of money to lend. They're not lending it. Well, they are lending it. They're lending it in China and in India and in Dubai, and they're lending it in Spain, but they're not lending it here. Why? Because they want to crush our economy. And, of course, destroy the lives of the American people and create chaos throughout the world in an effort to bring in their one world government. How else would they ever be able to bring in the one world government and they could force every nation to go along with it? And, of course, the reason we're fighting in Iraq and Pakistan and Afghanistan today is because those governments don't want to go along with a world government, and there can be no place in the world where people can flee to, where they will not be under the carefully monitored by this one world government, this group of evil people who serve the prince of this world. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get the material on the Forbidden Secret, and that's a talk, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus. That was a talk we gave about 4 years ago. We told you exactly what was going to happen, the danger of the derivatives. And you think that the housing bubble and the dot-com bubble and the subprime bubble were bad? You just wait until the derivative bubble goes off with somewhere between $700 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion dollars in the first unfunded insurance. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is out.